Bladen County Voter Guide, Hakeem Brown, Democrat. Background, B.S. in Criminal Justice, UNC Pembroke, 2010. BCSO Deputy, 2011 through 2016. MJA Methodist University, 2015. West Point Leadership, 2015. NC DMV License and Theft Inspector, 2016 to present. Advanced Law Enforcement Certification, 2021. Describe your top two or three priorities. Secure county-operated schools with SROs to ensure the safety of students, faculty, and staff. Moreover, implement community policing to increase officer visibility and foster relationships with citizens. Also, combat drugs for a better and safer county. Lastly, be an approachable sheriff for all. How would you enhance community accountability? For example, through prompt release of arrest videos and funds for mental health personnel? I will be transparent, cooperative, and forthcoming with officer accountability. I desire footage as its purpose is to decrease LEO complaints and violent engagements. Video footage is beneficial for all parties involved. Mental health affects everyone, and funding should be readily available. Website, facebook.com/Sheriff Hakeem Brown. That's SHERIFFHAKEEMBROWN. Jim McVicker, Republican. Background, Sheriff McVicker is a Bladen County native and became the county's sheriff after his election in 2014. He has 49 years of law enforcement experience, including with the Lumberton Police Department, 1973-77, and North Carolina Highway Patrol, 1977-2002. Combined response regarding top priorities and community accountability. Provide a safe and secure environment for Bladen County residents and visitors. On the drug problem, continue to work with multiple agencies and conduct traffic stops, which often lead to drug arrests. Traffic stops may be controversial, but they are valuable for elective and effective law enforcement. The sheriff's office is also working with the rehab facilities to accept people seeking addiction treatment as an alternative to jail. On school and community safety, increase the number of school resource officers and continue our Signal 92 program, which requires deputies to routinely visit schools and churches. Website, none was provided. Sherry Beasley, Democrat. Background. I've served our state for nearly 30 years as a public defender, judge, and chief justice of the North Carolina Supreme Court, where I've worked up to uphold the Constitution, protect our rights, and keep communities safe, no matter the politics. Please describe your top two or three priorities. North Carolina's next senator must fight to lower costs for our communities, provide access to good-paying jobs, and grow our economy, from capping the cost of insulin to $35 a month, growing manufacturing and industry jobs across our state, to ensuring access to affordable child care. Describe how you would address one specific issue, price increases / inflation. There's no doubt we need to lower costs. I would hold corporations like Big Oil accountable for flagrantly price gouging and putting their shareholders above the interests of working North Carolinians. We also must continue to grow a Made in America economy so events abroad don't raise prices here. Website, SherryBeasley.com, SherryBeasley.com. Shannon W. Bray, Libertarian. Background: I am an anti-war combat veteran and an expert in the technology sector. I've worked for various departments of the federal government, including deployments to Afghanistan. I have a master's in cybersecurity and am a huge advocate for blockchain. Please describe your top two or three priorities. Veteran affairs, cybersecurity, personal liberty. Describe how you would address one specific issue, gun regulation. I am opposed to any gun laws. Under the U.S. Constitution, the people have the right to arm themselves against anything that may attack their home. There are no conditions to the Constitution. Website, shannonbray.us, shannonbray.us. Ted Budd, Republican. Ted Budd did not respond to our survey. Matthew Ho, Green Party. Background: disabled Marine Corps combat veteran. Please describe your top two or three priorities. My priority is North Carolina's working families. This means health care through Medicare for all, education available without cost at all levels, affordable housing, debt cancellation, and paying workers fair and just wages that are adjusted annually for inflation. We must end the war on drugs. Describe how you would address one specific issue. Price increases / inflation. Adjust the minimum wage to reflect inflation and update it every year. Provide health care and education to all, and forgive medical and student debt to cut household costs. Begin a Green New Deal to end fossil fuel dependence. Provide clean, renewable energy, and create millions of high-paying jobs. Website: MatthewHoForSenate.org. That's MatthewHoForSenate.org. U.S. House of Representatives, District 7, Charles Graham, Democrat. Background: member of the North Carolina State House, 2011 to the present. Educator for children with special needs. Small business owner of a home health company. Please describe your top priorities. Expand access to health care, such as Medicaid expansion. Invest in our rural communities. Protect our drinking water from polluters. Increase Pell grants. Make community college free, and expand equity in higher education. Describe how you would address one specific issue, increasing prices / inflation. Our communities are working harder, but paychecks aren't getting bigger. To help families address the pressures they're facing, we need to make it easier for families to succeed at work and at home. That means raising the minimum wage, leveling the playing field, and fighting corporate greed. Website: votecharlesgraham.com. VOTECHARLESGRAHAM.com. David Rouser, Republican. Candidate did not respond to our survey. Electing county leaders. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said the arc of history bends toward justice, but it can be a jagged journey. Don't be too idealistic about what one politician can achieve, because that may lead you to become cynical about politics. Democracy is messy, with many voices and demands in the mix. Persistence and organizing with others will pay off. A small number of votes can swing a local election. County Commissioners. Bladen County voters will elect 3 of the 9 members on the Board of County Commissioners in 2022. The Board sets the annual budget for schools, elections, Sheriff's Department, and other agencies, and it oversees zoning, affordable housing, transit options, and other vital services. This year, voters who live in Districts 1, 2, or 3 may vote for a candidate to represent their district on the board. To find your district, see ncvoter.org/DISTR. The election is partisan. Only one candidate filed to run in each district this year. District 1, Arthur A. Bullock, Democrat, unopposed. District 2, Charles Ray Peterson, Republican, unopposed. District 3, Cameron McGill, Republican, unopposed. Board of Education. 5 of the 9 school board members will be elected in 2022. The board hires the superintendent and oversees finances, pupil placement, school policies, and curriculum choices. All voters elect 3 candidates to fill 3 countywide seats. In addition, voters who live in districts 1 or 3 may vote for 1 member to represent their district. The elections are partisan. The candidates are citywide. Vote for up to 3. Harfell Davis, Democrat. Dennis R. Edwards, Republican. Steve Kwiatkowski, Republican. Vince Rozier, Democrat. Corey Singletary, Democrat. District 1, Gary N. Rhoda, Democrat, unopposed. District 3, Keith Locklear, Republican, versus Jerome L. Purdy, Democrat. North Carolina General Assembly. Bladen County voters will send 2 legislators to the General Assembly in Raleigh to debate and adopt laws and a state budget affecting jobs, health care, schools, taxes, discrimination, roads, voting, pollution, abortion, guns, and more. The General Assembly candidates are unopposed this year. North Carolina House, William Brisson, Republican, unopposed. North Carolina Senate, Brent Jackson, Republican, unopposed. Learn about the candidates on your ballot at ncvoterguide.org and vote 411.org. Where to vote early, October 20th to November 5th. Voters may use any of the 5 early voting sites listed below. They are open weekdays, October 20th through November 4th, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. 3 Saturdays, October 22nd, October 29th, and November 5th, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., and 2 Sundays, October 23rd and October 30th, 1 to 5 p.m. The locations are County Board of Elections Office, 301 South Cypress Street, Elizabethtown, East Arcadia Town Hall, 1516 East Arcadia Road, Riglewood. Tar Heel Municipal Building, 14867 North Carolina 87 Highway West, Tar Heel. Dublin Town Hall, 7386 Albert Street, Dublin. Spalding Monroe Cultural Center, 508 MLK Junior Drive, Bladenboro.